那个开了没？麦克风开了。哦哦哦，这么大声。today， 哦，这个声音调低一点哈，因为我讲话比较大声。Okay, today is going to be something special. I'm going to preach both in English and Chinese. Okay, 今天比较特别哈，我用英文讲道，也用中文讲道啊，希望你们啊也为我祷告啊，给我讲得清清楚楚。Topic today is this land have hills and valley. 今天所讲的这地有山有谷。我们看哪一个经文呢？我们看的经文就是那个生命记第11章第10节到12节。We're going to read from Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 10 through 12. I'm going to read in English first and then I'll read in Chinese.For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you have sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drink water from the rains of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it,From the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. 你们进去得回耶那地，本不像你出来的埃及地。你在那里撒种，用脚浇灌，像浇灌菜园一样。你们要过去得回耶那地，乃是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地，是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终。耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。Brother and sister, oftentimes in the beginning of the year or the end of the year, we like to use this scripture because the scriptures say that God will watch over from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. 弟兄姐妹，很多时候年尾的时候或是年开始的时候，我们很喜欢这一段的经文，为什么呢？因为这一段经文跟我们说得很清楚，因为神看顾从年首到年终都看顾我们。但是 But if you read the scripture very carefully, it did not say that God watch over us from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.但是假如你清清楚楚的读清楚这些的一个经文，那个经文没有说曾看顾我们从岁首到年终。 What did the Bible actually said? The Bible actually said that it will watch over the land in which we dwell from the beginning of the year until the end of the year.这里的圣经跟我们说什么呢？这圣经说得很清楚，神看顾那地，从岁首到年终。Okay, but let's be realistic. If God watch over the land in which we dwell, in which we live, does it not just suggest that He also watch over us? I think I could accept that argument, wouldn't you? Now.假如你说神看顾我们所住的那个地方，那么你可以说，你可以不可以说神也看顾我们，因为我们住在那个地方，同意吗？我相信一般的人都可以接受这一个解释。OK， 那么但是呢，However, we need to be careful because this whole passage has a context which I'm going to talk about today.但是这一段的经文有前有后，我们要看看究竟在这一段经文里面神给我们有什么特别的启示。 Let us first start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, not because we are good, but because of your mercy, and because of your kindness, and because of your salvation. And Lord Jesus, we ask that you and you alone receive all of the glory,all of the praise, and all of the worship. May Jesus Christ receive all of the praise. And Lord Jesus, we come before you, we humble ourselves before you. We want to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking to the churches. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, let me do some introduction first. 现在我先做一做简洁。 In verse 10 through verse 12, there's actually a very important concept that we must understand. 在第十节到十二节，我们看见一个很重要的分别。In verse 10, they talk about what it was like in the land of Egypt. In verse 11, it talks about what it will be like in the promised land. Okay? And then we read verse 12.
当我们读到第十节的时候，他明明地告诉我们在埃及地是什么一回事。当我们读到十一节的时候，他也告诉我们在那个迦南地所应许之地的那个什么一回事。那么我们才读到十二节。
Brother and sister, Egypt in a spiritual sense often referred to the world. Okay, let me pause here. The promised land is referred to the fact that we have accepted Jesus Christ and we are operating under the economy of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，埃及地一般来说，从属灵的角度来看，是代表到世界。那么那个应许的地，那个迦南地，是代表到我们信的耶稣，我们就在活在那个基督的生命里面。OK， 所以这个很重要。
What happened in the land of Egypt？
在埃及地，我有没有搞错？对不起。OK。
好像有点，好像有点不对啊。
OK， 不管了，就是看这一节。
What happened in the land of Egypt? Let's take a look at what is the difference in the land of Egypt. In the land of Egypt, the Bible said, "You sow your seed and water it by foot."
Now， 在这一节圣经里面很奇妙的一节圣经，就是说，在埃及地，我们撒种是用脚来浇灌的。用脚来浇灌的。
If you read this kind of like gloss over it, what you would realize is that what does that have to do with me? What does that really mean?
假如你略略的看这一节经文的时候，你没有注意到，你就问你自己，究竟这一个用脚来浇灌是什么意思呢？
Brother and sister, this is not really a big mystery. What happened is in the land of Egypt,The primary source of water is the Nile River.
在埃及地，他们的水的来源是尼罗河。Okay?
那么 if you are going to get water from the river, you have to find a way to get the water up from the river to your garden. Amen?
那么假如你要把那个尼罗河的水打出来，才可以浇灌你的田地。同意吗？ Okay.他们用很多不同的方法。
Now, the Egyptian is very, very smart. They use many different methods. Okay, different methods. One of the methods is what this picture depicted.
其中一个方法就是这一个图所显出来的。
What happened is that they have a water wheel. I'm sure you've seen it. Even China has it. You have the water wheel. You dig up, you scoop out the water.But you have to use human energy to paddle so that the wheel can turn. When the wheel turns, the water is up, and then you could get the water to water the land.
那么弟兄姐妹，这里呢，就是有一个水轮，可以说他就把那个河的水捞上来的时候呢，就可以浇灌田地。很简单的概念，我们一看就懂了。OK， 那么。
Brother and sister, that is why the Bible said,
now pay attention now,
that's why the Bible said in verse 10, that in the land of Egypt, you water by foot. Amen?
那么弟兄姐妹，所以圣经明显的对我说，在埃及地，你们怎么样打水啊？你们就用脚去浇灌。听得懂吗？
Brother and sister, very easy to understand, okay? Now,I said earlier that Egypt represents the world. Brother and sister, believe it or not, the devil wants us to be so busy getting water that we forget that Jesus is our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，很多时候在世界上，魔鬼就要我们很忙碌的去工作， 工作的时候太忙了，我们就忘记了神。Okay? Let me give you a mystery. In this event, in this picture, if your foot stop, the water stop.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有看见啊？假如你的脚不动的话，那个就没有水了。听得懂吗？ Okay?
弟兄姐妹，有一个很奇妙的事情啊。There's a very interesting thought, and it's only I can only explain it in English. Okay,
唯有英文才可以解开。
Have you ever noticed the word business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S?
其实呢 ，if you understand the language, the grammar, it's actually B-U-S-Y.N-E-S-S,
but to translate it from adverb to a noun, you change the Y to an I. Okay? Those of you who understand English know what I'm talking about. So business is what? Business is busyness. And the devil wants you to be so busy that you forget God.
那这个很难翻译啊 ，business 就是说我们要忙忙忙忙忙碌忙碌忙碌，我们不能停，停下来就没有水了，啊，停下来没有水了，我们就要一直的努力，一直的努力呢，那个魔鬼就很开心，因为你们越忙就越忘记神 ，Amen， 听得懂吗 ？OK， 那么弟兄姐妹 ，Let's go on and talk about the next step.
What about?The land of, or what about the promised land?
对不起，我又喝点水。
Verse 11 said, the land which you are going to possess, that you cross over the process, that is the promised land, it is a land with hills and valley. It is a land with hills and valley, and the water come from where? Come from heaven. Amen?
弟兄姐妹，这里说什么呢？这里说在那个应许之地。那个地有山有谷，那个水从哪里来啊？从天上而来，下雨就从天上而来。
Okay, brother and sister, this is very, very simple to understand. In the economy of the world, they want you to be busy, 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 depending on your own might and your own education and your own ability to make a living. But in the economy of God,You and I, even though we still have to work, but our dependency is on God.
弟兄姐妹，听清楚了，在这个世界上我们生活的时候，魔鬼希望我们很忙碌，很忙，我继续的工作，就忘记神，就靠着我们自己的力量去工作，靠着我们的脚去浇灌，听得懂吗？那么弟兄姐妹，但是我们信的耶稣不是我们不要去工作，我们还是要去工作，但是我们相信的，我们依靠的不是依靠自己的力量，乃是依靠耶和华神。 Amen?
That's the difference. Where does the rain come from?
雨水从哪里来啊？这里用脚可以做的吗？ Can you do it with your foot?Can you move your foot and make the rain come down?
不可以嘛 ，Amen. There's no way you can do it with your own might to make the rain come from heaven.
那没有办法，那个雨水没有办法，跟着我们自己的工作，我们自己的能力可以雨水下来 ，Amen. 那还有
one more thing. In this particular land, 在这一个应许之地，有山有谷。There is hills and valley. Brother and sister, what does the hill represent? The hill represents a high point.
那个山代表什么？就代表一个高的地方，同意吗？
The valley represents a low point. 那个
谷是代表一个低谷。
Brother and sister, when I thought about this particular verse, actually a song came to mind. I don't know whether you guys have heard it. There's a Christian song called God on the Mountain.
有一首歌曲是基督徒的歌曲，是我不知道，我没有中文的，都是 The God on the Mountain.
Okay, I'm going to read to you what the lyrics say. And unfortunately, there's no Chinese translation. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You got peace of mind, that you never known. But things change, and you're down in a valley. Don't lose faith, you're never alone. The chorus say, for God in the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. For God of the day is still God in the night. Okay, my voice is not that good, so don't worry about it. Second verse say, you talk of faith. You talk give me applause. When you talk of faith, when you're up on the mountain, because talk comes so easy when life is at its best. Now it's down in a valley of trial and temptation. That's where your faith is put to the test. I don't need to translate it, but I think you understand what it really means. 那么弟兄姐妹，十一节对我们说什么呢？ What does verse 11 say? Hills and valley. Hills and valley. 十一节对我们有山有谷。When we are up on the mountain in your high point of your life,Do not boast. 当我们在那个高处的时候，我们事业很成功的时候，不要自夸，很危险的一件事情。Okay, let's look at what happened in same book, the book of Deuteronomy. 这同一本书，《生命记》第八章的 chapter number 8. 看看以色列人怎么样。Let's take a look at what happened to the Israelites.Verse 17 to 18, chapter 8, verse 17 to 18. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gave you power to get wealth, that he may establish His covenant, which He swore to your father as it is this day. 第八章十七节到十八节。恐怕你信你说，我获财是我的力量，我的能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像近日一样。What happened? 什么事情啊？当以色列人 when the Israelite become wealthy.become rich, sort of like lacking nothing, they become boastful. They say, it is mine, my ability that get me all of these things. 弟兄姐妹，当以色列人丰富的时候，他们忘记神，他们说，是我的本事，是我的力量来得到我所有的一切。Okay, 常常有一个我有一个习惯， I have a practice. When I read the Bible, sometimes I ask questions, okay? I ask questions so that I will find the answer in the Bible. How is it that they get so boastful? 他们为什么这样自高自大? Okay, if you have your Bible, turn to chapter 8 and you will see what I'm trying to say. How did they become so boastful? 他们为什么会自高自大呢? 其实, actually, you can find the answer in the same chapter where they said those things.这同一章的经文，你可以找到他们为什么会自高自大。In the beginning, they started being a, they have a humble beginning. 他们开始的时候，他们起点的时候是卑微的，听清楚了，是卑微的。Same chapter, 同一章圣经第八章 ,chapter 8. You started from verse 2. Okay, starting from verse 2, I'm going to read English and then Chinese.And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep His commandment or not. So He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna which you did not know, nor did your father know, that He might make you know the manShall not live by bread alone, but man live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garment did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. 你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这40年，是要苦念你，试验你，知道你心内如何，恒守他的诫命不肯。他苦念你，任你自恶，让你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这40年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。Brother and sister, they started in humility. They started with a humble beginning. They started where? In the wilderness. 他们开始在哪里啊？他们开始在旷野里面开始。他们的开始是卑微的。Amen? 同意吗？ What happened?Because in the wilderness, they got nothing to eat, and they got nothing to drink. 在旷野里面，他们没有食物，也没有水来喝。But God provided the water and the manna for them to eat and drink. 但是神为他们预备的玛拿和磐石出的水给他们喝。Amen?那么弟兄姐妹，还有一个很奇妙的事情， There is also another mystery here. Another mystery here. The mystery is they wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And yet somehow there is a miracle. You know what the miracle is? The miracle is verse 4. Their garment never wear out. Their foot never swell. 那么弟兄姐妹，在旷野40年之久，神给他一个很特别的神迹，很特别的神迹，就是第四节所说的，这四十年的 forty year， 四十年，他们衣服没有穿破，他们脚也没有肿，其实 actually the clothes never worn out. That I sort of understand because the clothes that I bought 40 years ago is still there. The only problem is it doesn't fit me anymore.弟兄姐妹，这个40年之久，他的衣服没有穿破，这个我可以了解。40年之前我买的衣服还在，但是问题是说我现在我的身形不一样了，听得懂吗？穿不下了。But he also said your feet never swell. Wait a minute, they were walking in the wilderness for 40 years, and then feet never swell. 他们在那个旷野里面行走走路啊。啊，你不相信？你去那个 desert 走10个 mile， 看看你的脚肿不肿 ？Amen. It's very easy. 不但怎样啊。I tell you another funny story. Sometimes we don't even have to walk in the wilderness. Sometimes we eat the wrong food. Like some people eat. Like in my family, we have a hereditary problem with gout. If you eat the shellfish, 早上吃了，晚上就肿了。Amen. 这个不需要翻译，你们听得懂哈。I could tell you guys were laughing, so I think you understand what I'm talking about. So, 弟兄姐妹，起点，他们的起点是卑微的。Amen. 他们的起点是卑微的。然后什么事情发生呢？然后神开始的祝福他们。Then God started to bless them. Same chapter.Couple of verse later, verse 7 to 9, 第七节到第九节 for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, a fountain and spring that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vine and fig tree, of pomegranate, a land of olive oil and honey.A land in which you eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing. A land whose stone are iron, and out of the hills you can dig copper. 因为耶和华你神领你进入美地，那地有河，有泉，有源，有山谷中流出来的水。那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树。橄榄树和蜜，你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地是石头，是铁，山内可以化铜。Amen， 听得懂吗 ？Very simple. God started to bless them. 神开始了赐福给他们。When they go to the promised land, everything was there. Until a point where they say, I lack nothing. I got everything I want. 一直神赐福给他们。神给赐福给他们，直到一个什么，直到一个什么程度啊？他们说，我什么都不缺，一无所缺。Here's the danger. 在这里就是危险。Remember when you read the book of Revelation, when they talk about the church of Laodicea, what does the church say? The church of Laodicea say, I gotten rich. I have lack of nothing. I got everything I need. Problem. They are lukewarm, and God wants to, Jesus wants to spit them out of his mouth. 当我们看见启示录 第三章的时候，那个老底家的教会，老底家教会说什么？我发了财。你不相信，你自己看看圣经。我发了财。啊，你们知道了，所以可是最小心了，不要顾着发财啊！我发了财，什么一无所缺，糟糕了！耶稣对他们说：“你们缺的是属灵的事情，你们什么都不是。我想从我的口里吐出来，这是英文翻译是 vomit， 吐出来。那么弟兄姐妹，你了解吗？”这一个就是危险。When God started to bless you, you have to be careful not to fall into the trap of the Israelite. 当神开始赐福给我们的时候，我们更加的小心，不要好像以色列人一样，这样的堕落。Amen. I tell you another mystery. I did not put in the PowerPoint. If you go back and read chapter 11 of the book of Deuteronomy.Verse 1, 2, and 3, you would know that actually they were speaking to that generation, the older generation. And because they're speaking to the older generation, they said, why? Because the younger generation have not seen all of the miracle in the wilderness. 假如你回去读清楚那个十一章的时候，第一节到第三节你会看清楚，这个本来不是对那个他们所有的人说话的，是对那个年轻那个上一代的人说话的。上一代的人说话的时候呢，就是说因为他们看见过在旷野里面神的那个奇迹，但是呢那个下一代没有看见。Let me just read it to you. 11 章第二节verse 2. Remember today that your children were not the one who saw and experienced the discipline of the Lord your God, His Majesty. His mighty hand has outstretched and His outstretched hand. 你们今日当知道，我本不是和你们的儿女说话。因为他们不知道，也没有看见耶和华你们神的管教、严厉、大能的手和神出来的出来的膀臂。When I read that particular verse, 当我读到那一句话的时候，那句经文的时候 ，actually it is very applicable to us Chinese who immigrated to this country.当我读到这一段经文的时候，我忽然之间有一个启示，对我们移民到美国第一代的移民很大的启示。Why do I say that? 为什么我这样说？ Pay attention. This is my personal experience. Maybe your experience is different. When we came to this country, we were poor. To be honest with you, we were poor. And as a matter of fact, we live in the Bay Area. A lot of the Chinese immigrants in the Bay Area, the last generation, they might be dishwasher working in a restaurant for minimum wage. But the next generation are engineers, lawyers, and doctors, and professors, and whatever else. 听得懂吗? Brother and sister, 当我想到这一个的时候，当我们来美国的时候，我十二岁来美国，现在我还可以讲中文，也不错了哈，十二岁。我说是来美国的时候1966年，那么那个时候呢，我们来的都是穷的，一半的人都是穷的。我们在 Bay Area 看见很多上一代的在餐馆做那个 minimum wage 使盘子啊或者什么东西，但是他们下一代不同了，下一代都是工程师，都是医生或是律师或是很好的工作，很丰富的。 Amen。 If you read it carefully in verse number 2, it basically tells you, I'm not speaking to the next generation, I'm speaking to you. And you better teach the next generation to follow Jesus. 我不是对下一代说话，我对你们说话，你们要注重带领下一代来侍奉神。 Amen? Amen? And brother and sister, 这里很重要的概念。 And if you read it later,I challenge you to go home and read it for yourself. 你们回家读十一章。Actually, the way that the Bible tells you to teach the next generation is that whether or not they're walking, whether or not they're laying down, whether or not they're eating, you just yak, 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 tell them about Jesus. 你不相信你去看。当你清楚地读十一章下面的，你怎么样教导下一代啊？就每时每刻都教导他。不管他躺下，不管他走路，不管他 站在那边，不管他吃饭不吃饭，你就改改改改改改跟他说，耶稣是神，耶稣是神，你要爱神，你要爱神，听得懂吗？ I love it when the kids say, don't bug me. But the Bible say, bug them. Bug them until they turn to Jesus. 圣经不是这样说啊，圣经说你们要跟他讲，讲到他要听为止。 Amen? OK, 往下。这个我可以找那个经文出来，是十一章的，你们回家慢慢的找。OK, 神开始了祝福我们了，然后呢，糟糕了，然后我们就骄傲起来了。Then we became proud. Same chapter, verse 12 to verse 14, 十二节到十四节。Less, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses to dwell in,And when your herd and your flock multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, that all that you have are multiplied, and when your heart lifted up, you forgot the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. 恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多。你的金银天增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就什么心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。I don't think I need to explain that. 我相信我不需要解释多。Amen? 听得懂吗 ？We became proud because what?Because there's too many buffet in Las Vegas. 我们吃得太饱了，听得懂吗？我们吃得太饱了，我们就忘记神了。我们开始丰富了 ，we became rich, we became well-to-do. We have a lot of education. Now we forgot God. It is God who gave you the intelligence to be what you are.当我们得了成就，当我们丰盛的时候，我们一无所谓、一无所缺的时候，我们就忘记神了。不是我说的，圣经说的。Amen, Amen. OK, 往下，祷告了。我刚刚跟你们读过十七节跟十八节。When I started this whole thing, I started with 17 and 18 verse. But then I'm going to come back again. In the same chapter, when they became proud, 当他们开始骄傲的时候呢？What did they say? Then you might say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gave you power to get wealth. It is He who may establish His covenant, which He swore to your father as it is this day. 恐怕你心里说的祸财是我的力量。我的能力得来的，你们忘记耶和华你的神，因为得祸财的力量是他给你的，为你鉴定他向你的列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。 Amen. What happened when they started from a humble beginning, and God started to bless them, then they started to become proud.To a point of proudness where they say, it is I, it is I. 弟兄姐妹，他们开始的时候是卑微的， 起点是卑微的，然后神开始赐福给他们，他们有了一点点，继续下去，他们满足了，他们太丰富了。那个时候丰富的时候，他们说不是神，是我，是我。那么弟兄姐妹，这个是很危险的事情。This is one of the most dangerous situation that we may face. The situation that we may face is because that we are too proud of ourselves. The Bible said, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God, saith the Lord of hosts. 圣经明显的跟我们说，不是靠势力，不是靠才能，乃是靠神的灵放胆成事。Amen? Amen?I'll give you some of you read my testimony, some of you have not. 有些人读过我的那个见证，有些人没有读过。I'll give you a true situation. 我跟你说我自己的经验。In year 2000, I have a CFO of a public company. I just went to Wall Street and raised $125 million. 2000年，我在一家上市的公司做财务长的，那么我就去了那个华尔街，我们拿到125个million。那个时候呢 ，that time was the height of my career。那个时候呢，可以说是我那个事业的高点。这个是2000年 ，that's a year 2000。我做完那个after the financing, I told my boss, I said, "Hey, at that time I was only 47 years old."那个时候我只不过是47岁 ，I told my boss, I said, "Oh, I've been working too hard. I want to retire. At least I want to take a sabbatical. I'm out of here. Okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to be gone early next year." 我就跟我老板说，我说我太累了，做得太辛苦了，我就明年我就不做了。Actually, the funny thing is that I actually recruited my successor.那个跟着我的replace 我的那个人是我 interview 的得来的。2000年的年底，我去了中国去旅游。At the end of the year 2000, I went to China for a vacation. 回来的时候，2001年 2001 when I came back, I had a sore throat. 我有一个喉咙痛。I went to see the doctor on January 5th, 2001, 一月五号，2001年，我去看医生。January 6th, 2001, the next day I was in the hospital until April 14th, almost 3 months, and in between I came out twice, but total I came out for 11 days. 2001年的一月六号我进了医院，4月14号我才出来。中间我有两次出来，一共就11天，但是呢，大概我待在医院里面大概是一共的三个多月。Brother and sister, when you're on top of the mountain, don't be too proud, because tomorrow you may fall. 弟兄姐妹，在你高山的顶点的时候，你不要太开心，因为明天不知道明天的事。Amen.I'll cut the long story short, otherwise we're going to be here until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You guys don't mind, right? I don't mind. If you don't mind, I could talk until 3 in the afternoon. But anyway, I cut the long story short. When I left the hospital, a couple of doctors actually told me, one of them is a department head of Stanford department. The doctor actually told me, I have less than 50% chance of survival, much less than 50% chance of survival. 我出院的时候那些有几个医生对我说，其实啊，我不应该活在世界上，我应该回天家了。25年以后 ，after 25 years, I'm still here. That is why sometimes people don't understand. That is why are you willing to preach the gospel free of charge? Why you go to different churches? I'm telling you, it is because I'm afraid another hospital stay.有些人问我，为什么你会愿意的自由的传道，什么条件都没有？我传道什么条件都没有，为什么你愿意这样做？我说我怕的是不是人，我怕的是神，听得懂吗？听得懂吗 ？Brother and sister, you gotta be careful, because when you're on the mountain, don't get too happy. 在你山顶上面，为什么你不要太开心？ And that's actually another. Can you give me a few more minutes today? You guys are not in a hurry to go anywhere. The buffet can wait, okay? Anyway, let me tell you. God called me to the pulpit ministry when I was 30 years old. And this year, I'm 72 years old, okay? 神呼召我去传道的时候是30岁, 现在是今年我是72. But when I was called, I said, no, God, you got to be kidding. You know what I told God? Let me say it in English first, it's easier, because at that time, I only pray in English. I said, God, you got to be kidding me, because my father is a pastor. He is a poor pastor. Okay, I said, one generation of poor pastor is enough. I don't want to be a second generation poor pastor. 富二代可以, 听得懂吗? 因为我爸爸是牧师, 他是一个穷牧师, 神呼叫我的时候, 我说不可能, 我说一代的穷牧师可以了, 我不要做第二代的穷牧师, 富二代可以, 听得懂吗? 富二代没问题, 穷二代就不好了。 跟你们开玩笑，但是其实我真的这样跟神祷告。 但是 the calling was so strong, the calling was so strong, I cannot escape. So I made a bargain with God. I said, oh, I got it. I'll be like Paul. I'll be a tent maker and serve you at the same time. And I'll make you a commitment that I don't accept offering from the church where I go. So I'll just pay for my way. Oh boy. Don't make promise to God. 那个时候呢，我就说，我想到了，我是好像保罗一样，我自己这样盘，我自己工作，有自己供给自己，我传道是无条件的传道。好了，这个是1984年， this is 1984， 3年以后， 3 years later， 1987， 1987年，考验来了， testing came. I promised God that I'm going to pay for the whole thing, right? So my father arranged me to go to preach in Hong Kong and Singapore, and during Christmas time, because that's where I get off time off. 那个时候呢，我爸爸安排我去那个香港跟新加坡去传道，都是 Christmas 的时候. However, what he doesn't know, 我爸爸不知道的是什么呢？我做那家公司差不多要破产。 The company I was working was almost to be bankrupt because I'm in finance. I know everything. I know everything. Okay, so from January of that year, 一直到7月, from January to July, I interviewed multiple company, no job offer. 我申请过很多家公司，一点的反应都没有. Okay, 那么 at that time. The flight schedule to Hong Kong and Singapore during Christmas time is not as numerous as today. Today there's many airline, right? And so I think we booked Singapore Airline, right? If we remember. So anyway, there was very few flights. And at that time, we want to get cheap ticket, and the cheap ticket are not easy to get. 那个时候呢，那个飞机的班次不多哈，尤其是圣诞节跟 New Year 跟新年的那个时间。 So my father happened to go down to Chinatown and talk to a travel agency. Hey, I got some cheap ticket from Consolidator. Okay, if you want it, you better book it now because it's Christmas time. You're not going to get it. This is back in July. You're not going to get it 5 months in advance. 那么七月的时候，我爸爸去了中国城，看见一个 travel agent， 他说：“嘿，假如你要买飞机票，那个圣诞节的时候，你现在要买了，不然的话，那个便宜的飞机票没有了。” And my father called me and say, "Okay, we're gonna go, and you need a commitment to buy the ticket." Boy, I didn't answer him. I just hung up the phone. And the reason why I hung up the phone was that I didn't even know where my next mortgage payment is coming from. I look at probably my bank account. We probably have less than $2,000 in there. May not even be a $2,000. I don't know. Maybe only $500. I don't know what it was. I don't remember. 那个时候呢，我没有回答我爸爸，因为我那个时候呢，下一个月的那个付款我也不知道从哪里来。经过祷告以后 ，after prayer。 I called back my father and said, go ahead and book it. 祷告以后，我就回答我爸爸，你去买机票。我太太那个时候跟我说，你的钱哪里来啊？ The two of us, plus our two children, four airline tickets. I have to pay for the hotel all by myself. And I pay for all of the meal except sometimes the brother and sister take us out to lunch or dinner. And that's what I promised God. I cannot take a dime from the church. 那个时候呢，我要买四个飞机票，因为我跟我太太跟两个儿子，还有一切所有的旅馆，所有的东西都是我自己要付的，因为我应许过神，我不能收教会的那个奉献。You know what? After that, all of a sudden, I got an interview. I'll say it in English first, okay? I'll translate later. And then I got a job offer within 3 weeks, okay? Within 3 weeks. And then, you know, the normal practice is you give a two-week notice, right? So on Friday, I got the job offer. And I tell my boss, nice working with you, but I'm going to be gone in 2 weeks. So supposed to be Friday, first Friday, second Friday. 那么那个时候呢，上个礼拜我就拿到一个 job offer， 那个星期五我拿到的。星期五那个时候呢，习俗就是说，给一个 2 week notice， 你们都了解。Friday 第一个星期五，第二个星期五。Guess what? We never made it to the second Friday. On the second week of the Thursday, we closed the door. I'm not talking about chapter 11. I'm talking about closing the door. Okay? 那个时候呢，我不到星期五，星期四，第二个星期四，我跟我老板就关门，真的关门了。我不是跟你开玩笑，这关门，这是 that's it, all done. 星期五我没有上班 ，following Monday I start a new company. 听得懂吗？弟兄姐妹 ，after I experienced that, I know that the God I serve is a live God. 那个时候我经验到神的实在。我们所侍奉的神是又真又活的神 ，Amen. If I have needs, I rather ask the Heavenly Father than ask you. 对不起啊，这个很难接受。If I have any need, I'll ask the Heavenly Father. 我有需要的话，我求神多过求人 ，Amen, Amen. 你们也应该是这样。往下看。不要骄傲起来了。十一节说什么呢？十一节说这个地有山有谷。Verse 11 say this land have hills and valley. We already talked about the hills. What about the valley? 那个谷是什么呢？有些时候会有低谷。Sometimes there are valley, a very deep valley. 诗篇八十四篇第六节到第七节 ，Book of Psalm 84 verse 6 to 8.As they pass through the valley of Becca, Becca means tears or weeping. As they pass through the valley of tears, they may make it a spring, and the rain also cover it with pool, and they go from strength to strength. Each one appear before God in Zion. 他们经过流泪谷、皎洁谷，变为泉源之地，并有臭雨之福盖满结谷。他们行走力上加力，个人要到石安瞧见神。I'm not going to dwell on this. I'll explain to you later. 我继续的跟你们讲。Where does the water come from? Where does rain come from? Rain came from the sky, right? 我的雨水从哪里来啊？雨水从天上而来，不是我们的努力可以得着的。Amen. Okay. 圣经怎么样说呢 ？Joel chapter 2 verse 23-24.Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you what? The former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down to you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. 西安的民啊，你们要快乐，为耶和华你们的神啊欢喜。因他赐给你何以的臭雨，为你们降下甘霖，有臭雨也有春雨，和先前一样，何尝并满了麦子、油渣和油和油渣并要有信酒和油满意。Brother and sister, the rain come from heaven so that we can have a bountiful harvest.那个雨水从天上而来，所以我们可以有丰收。Amen. Going back to Psalm 84, 回去到那个诗篇八十四篇。Actually, there are several things that we should notice in this particular passage. 这两节的圣经我们要思考一下。Point number one, 第一点，我们要经过 ,we have to pass through. We do not stay in the valley of Baca. Amen? We do not stay in the valley of Baca. We do not stay in the valley of weeping or tear. We have to go through it. 弟兄姐妹，我们要行过，我们要走过那个流泪谷，我们不要停留在流泪谷里面。Amen, 不 amen?我再说一遍，我们不要停留在流泪谷里面，我们要走过 ，we have to go through, OK? 怎么样 go through 呢？怎么样经过呢？这个谷啊，就变成泉源和臭雨盖满这个谷。What happened is that when we go through, we make it a spring, and we know that the spring and the rain from heaven fill up this valley.There is a big mystery here. 这个很大的奥秘在里面。When you are in a high place and you look down on the valley, what do you see? You see the valley. Amen? You see the bottom of the valley. 当我们在高处看着那个底谷的时候，我们看见什么？我看见那个谷底。同意吗？举个例子，我现在比你们高两个 step, 我就看见你们在我的下面。同意吗？ OK?Brother and sister, you understand what I mean? But will they see the bottom of the valley anymore? 当我们经过以后，他们还看见谷底吗？看不见。When you walk through the valley of Baca, you no longer see the bottom of the valley. Why? 有水盖满。There is water that covers the valley. Amen? Okay, let's stay with me for a minute. Where did the water come from?那个水从哪里来呢？从泉源里面出来，还有从天上的雨水下来。Where did the water come from? It comes from the spring from within the earth, and also come from the rain from heaven. Amen? Okay? Now, let's do some application. What happened is that when the spring come forth, it came from within, right? It came from inside. Brother and sister, what did the Bible promise you?The Bible promised you that in the midst of your difficulty, you would have a peace that surpasses understanding. Where is that peace? That peace comes from inside. 弟兄姐妹，这里就是奥秘。那个奥秘说什么呢？那个泉源在哪里出来的？从里面出来的，同意吗？那么圣经怎么样应许过我们？应许过我们，在我们困难当中，我们有出人意外的平安。出人意外的平安从哪里来的？从里面出来的，不是从外面下来的，同意吗 ？OK, number two, 第二点。水从哪里rain, where does the rain come from? The rain comes from heaven. That represents the blessing from above, the blessing from God. 雨水从哪里来？雨水从天上下来的。这个代表什么？这个代表神的恩典赐给我们。Amen, 神的恩典赐给我们。Okay, here's the mystery. This is the good stuff. When you walk through the valley of Baca, you go through your difficulty. When people look at you,Afterward, after you walk through, they don't see the bottom of the valley. What they saw is the water that covered the valley. Okay? What does that mean? What they saw in you is no longer your trouble or your difficulty or your sickness or your bottomness. Okay? Or your bottom event. What they see is the mercy and the grace of God that cover all of the trouble.And what they see today is the grace of God in your life, not your valley pit. Amen? 弟兄姐妹，这个很重要的概念。当别人看见你的时候，你经过以后，你经过那个流泪谷以后，别人看见的是什么？别人看不见那个谷底，别人看见的就是满了水。那个水从哪里来呢？是神给你里面的平安，从上头而来的福气。那么弟兄姐妹，你经过以后，别人看不见你以前的痛苦，你以前的低谷，别人看见的就是神的祝福在你的身上。Amen. Brother and sister, I tell you a mystery. A lot of times, you cannot understand the Bible unless you go through it yourself. 25 years ago, I almost died. What you see today is not the Ephraim Kwok in the hospital. What you see today is nothing more than the mercy and the grace upon my life. 听得懂吗？弟兄姐妹，25年前我差不多死掉，但是那个时候的死掉是我的谷底。但是现在我告诉你，现在25年以后，你看见的不是我的谷底，你看见的是神丰盛的恩典在我的身上。You have to experience God for yourself. A lot of my preaching is due to I understand the word of God applied to my life, and it become a living Bible for me. 弟兄姐妹，当我读圣经的时候，我加上自己经验神的实在的时候，我就了解到圣经是活的，是神的话语对我们每一个人说话。 Amen. You don't see my bottom, you see the grace of God. 你不看见我的谷底，你看见神的恩典。第七节说什么？ What the verse number 7 say? I go from strength to strength to appear before God in Zion.我要行走力上加力，个人到西岸求见神。西岸就是崇拜神的地方。Amen. I don't think I need to explain that. 力上加力， strength unto strength. God will give you the strength. I'm not talking about physical strength. I'm talking about spiritual strength. 我不是讲我们肉体的能力，我们是讲属灵的能力，力上加力。Amen.力上加力，往下，我们要经过。We have to pass through. We have to go through the valley. What does that really mean in application? 这个究竟是什么意思呢？新约的圣经就解开旧约的圣经。The New Testament explained the Old Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7 to 10. I'm sure you're familiar with this. But we have this treasure in the earthen vessel, that the excellence of the power of God may be of God and not of us.We are hard-pressed on every side. We are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always caring about in the body of the dying of our Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also manifest in our body. 我们的这个宝贝放在我们的瓦器里面，要显明着莫大的能力，是出入神，不是出入我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住。我们心里作难，却不自失望，遭逼迫，却不被丢弃，打倒了，却不自死亡。身上常带着耶稣的死，是耶稣的生，对，是耶稣的生。但 actually 应该是耶稣的生命和 life of Jesus。耶稣的生命也显明在我们的身上。Amen. Brother and sister, let me tell you something. As we start this new year.No one can guarantee you in this new year everything will go smoothly. What I could guarantee you is what the Bible said. There might be hills and there might be valleys. 弟兄姐妹，当我们开始2026年的时候，没有人能担保你一帆风顺。但是圣经说什么呢？有山有谷。However, there's one more verse. The verse is that,God will watch over that hills and that valley. While you're on the hill, while you're in the valley, God will watch over you. 但是还有一句话，还有一节圣经，就是神看顾那地，有山有谷，那个地也是神可看顾的。Amen? Amen? 所以呢，我们受了逼迫也不怕，我们受了打击也不怕。往下，我们要经过，我们要经过。Again, I ask question, why is there valley?为什么有低谷呢？诗篇119篇71节到72节 Psalm 119:71-72 It is good that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your stature. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. 我受苦是与我有益的，为要使我学习你的律例，你口中的训言与我有益，胜过千万的金银。 Amen. Actually, verse 71 basically said, it is good for me to be afflicted. It is good for me to suffer, in other words. 其实一节说，我受苦是对我有益的。 Okay, don't raise your hand. I'm going to ask you a question. How many of you say, oh, Because it is good for me, I want to be afflicted. 有没我们当中有没有人很举手说啊，因为对我有益的，我愿意受苦。我第一个不举手。Amen, Amen. 但是诗篇就是那个诗人就是这样说，我受苦是对我有益的。为什么有益呢？因为我受苦的时候，我学习神的话语，我学习神的律例。Why is it that the psalmist write, it is good that I am afflicted? Because when I am afflicted, I will learn the law and the scripture of God. Amen? I guarantee you, for most people, myself included, let's just be honest, okay? Just because you're elder and pastor doesn't make you a superman, okay? I'm just a human being just like the rest of you. I guarantee you, when you are sick, when you lose your job, you pray harder. 同意吗？弟兄姐妹，我不是跟你开玩笑哈。当你生病的时候，当你失业的时候，你看 lay off 的时候，你祷告特别的长。Amen, Amen. 啊，丁长老教你，啊，你要来查经班，哦，我马上来。啊，这个不需要翻译了。Amen, Amen.But when everything go well, we say, oh, forget God. Oh, Wednesday Bible study, who cares? 听得懂吗？听得懂吗？啊，当我们一无所缺的时候，我说啊，要到啊星期三的查经班，不来了，啊，太累了。同意吗？同意吗？我好像跟你们开玩笑，其实有些时候开玩笑是给你们不要睡觉。Amen, Amen. 那么弟兄姐妹就是这样。That's why Psalm 87, 所以有诗篇87篇 ,Amen? 为什么我们有些时候有那个低谷，还有新约还有这个这一个对我们的答案。There's also an answer in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. 哥林多后书第一章第三节到第四节。Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of mercy and the God of all comfort.Who comfort us in all of our tribulation? Tribulation means trouble. That we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Amen? 这里说什么呢？愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，就是发慈悲的父，赐各样安慰的神，我们在一切的患难中他那个他就是神，神就安慰我们，叫我们能用神所赐的安慰去安慰那遭各样患难的人。Amen, Amen. Brother and sister, if you never gone through trouble, I guarantee you, there's no way you could comfort the person who is going through that trouble. 假如你没有经过困难，你没有办法去安慰一个人经过困难那个人 ，Amen. I give you an example. 我举个例子。当我出院的时候 ，when I came out of the hospital, once in a while, couple of times, I only remember a couple of times. Couple of times, the church member asked me to go to the hospital to pray for someone, some of the church member who were in the hospital. 有些弟兄姐妹邀请我去。去医院为那个弟兄生病的弟兄姐妹祷告。I remember one time very clearly. 我记得一切很清楚。我一进去那个病房的时候 ，when I first enter the room, you know the hospital room, 我什么都不说。我一见到这个人我就哭。When I first saw that person laying there, I just cry. I just cry. Brother and sister, why? Because I might not have the same disease that this person have.But I understand the pain that was in the hospital when you're totally helpless. 也许我不知道那个人所生的病跟我所生的病是不一样，但是我了解到住在医院那个无奈，那个 hopelessness， 那个好像绝望那个情形。Amen. 所以圣经说的很多，当我们有困难的时候，神安慰我们，叫我们可以安慰那些需要安慰的人。 So the Bible declared to us that we are comforted when we were in trouble so that we can comfort other people who are also in trouble. Amen? OK， 往下最后了，往上是最后了。Why is there a valley? It is so that we are fully dependent on God. 为什么有山谷？是我们需要完全的倚靠神，完全的倚靠神。Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 to 7 say the following. Be anxious for nothing. When you're in trouble, anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. The same chapter verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. 腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节，应当一无挂虑，只有凡事藉着祷告祈求我感谢，将你们所需要的所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。跳到十三节，我靠着那加给我力量的，就是靠着耶稣凡事都能做。 Amen Amen。 Brother and sister, give me one more minute, that's all I need. When you read verse 6, 当我们读到第六节的时候，我们怎么样才可以一无挂虑？ How can we be anxious for nothing? Because, point number one, because we ask God first. 因为我们先把我们的需要告诉神。 Amen? Okay, 当我们有问题的时候， when we have problem, a lot of time the first thing we do is we're going to find an expert in that area. Okay?You're going to find an expert in that area. 好像我生病， when I get sick, I'm going to find the expert, the good surgeon. 我们当我们有什么问题的时候，我们要找一个熟识我们要可以解决我们的问题的那个人。OK, 我们找人不找神，听得懂吗？我生病，我现在找一个最好的外科医生。Amen. OK, let me tell you a story. For those of you who are doctor, please do not get upset.For what I'm about to say, I have a GI tube feeding for a while before the surgery. 我有一个管子喂我吃东西，就是我开刀之前，开刀以后就塞进去，一节的塞进去。And one evening, because it was kind of itchy, I went to sleep and go, 噗，这个 GI tube 拉出来。And one 有一个晚上，我也许那个有点痒，我就噗。我睡着了，那个时候睡了，呼拉出来，拉出来的时候醒过来，说：“Oh boy, my goodness, no more feeding， 我不能吃东西了。” The following day, they try a couple of nurses try to put the tube back in, but they never got it in. The reason why they never got it in, they got it to the stomach, but because of my condition, they need to go to the duodenum. They need to go to they cannot just let the tube rest in the stomach. They need to go to the duodenum.那个时候呢，过了那个晚上，早来起来的有两个 nurse 想帮我把那个管子插进去呢。问题是他们插不进去。为什么插不进去？可以插进去我的胃，但是呢，我要插到那个十二指肠，听得懂吗？十二指肠在做胃后面。OK, so finally, for those of you are doctor, understand what I'm talking. Finally.They gave up and they say, okay, we're going to take you to intervention radiology. Well, I don't know how to interpret intervention radiology. 他们就说、我要带你去 intervention radiology. Under x-ray, 他们可以把那个管子塞进去。So under the x-ray, they could put the tube back in. So the nurse that was wheeling me in the gurney to the,I don't know, do they call it OR? I don't know, the room where they do this stuff. You know, I guess it's the OR.那个护士就推我到那个 operating room 哈、and I told the particular nurse, I said, okay, I had it before, but they put it out and then they couldn't do it. Now they have to do it in intervention radiology. 我就跟那个护士讲话，我说本来我有那个管子，但是呢，我拔了出来，然后塞不进去，所以现在我要去 intervention radiology. You know what the nurse told me? 你猜那个护士对我怎么样说？ Of course, they speak in English. She said, oh, that's no surprise. That's why they call it practice medicine. They're just practicing. When they finish practicing, they retire. I don't know how to translate that. 对不起, I never thought of it that way. Why do they call it practice medicine? 我到现在我还不知道。 当然, of course, she was joking. She was trying to, you know, give me a good spirit. 当然她是跟我说笑话,但是给我轻松一点而已。 But brother and sister, here lies the mystery. 在这里有个奥秘, 我们有问题的时候, 先找谁啊? 先找神。 When we have a problem, tell God first. Amen? Tell God first, then he will solve your problem. He might use a doctor, he might use somebody, some other expert, but he is the one who guides you. Amen? Amen? We do not worry, we don't need to be anxious or nothing. And so, brother and sister, also God gave you a peace that surpasses understanding. 就是说, 本来我们不应该有的平安, 我们都有那个平安。 Amen? 我们都有那个平安。 One last testimony. When I was in the hospital, many people asked my wife, you know, do you get nervous? You know, your husband looked like an alien with a bunch of tubes. 当我在医院3个月的时候, 很多人问我太太说, 你有没有忧虑? You know what her response is? Humanly speaking, yes. But somehow when I read the book of Psalm, my spirit is calm. You could ask her. My spirit is calm. I have the peace, like the Bible says, surpasses understanding. I cannot explain to you, but I feel very peaceful. So I guess she's peaceful. I guess 25 years ago, she still had to deal with me. 到那个时候呢, 有些人问我太太, 你紧张不紧张? 忧虑不忧虑? 她说, 从人的角度, 我很忧虑。 但是当我读圣经, 特别是读诗篇的时候, 我有一个平安, 我说不出的平安, 那个平安安慰我, 这是神的话安慰我。 所以都是我们先, 求告神, 神就给我们出人意外的平安。 出人意外的平安的意思就是说, 我们没有办法去解释的。 So surpasses understanding. Understanding is something we can explain. This is way beyond what we can explain. Amen? Let us bow our head. 我们低头祷告。 天父, 我们感谢你, 我们赞美你。 主啊, 当我们来到你面前的时候, 主啊, 求主你的话语继续地对我们说话, 叫我们了解到我们要得着那个出人意外的平安。 从2026年, 从年头到年尾, 主啊, 求主你给我们出人意外的平安。 无论我们 遇见高山或是谷底，都有神的同在。我们感谢主，我们赞美主，祷告奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。